you just end up knowing that if you turn your head away, he's going to try to put something over on you, slip something in.
Yeah.
And you end up participating and say, just a minute now, he's going to do something. I understand what he's up to now. And you really start to watch what's happened. That's the other thing about the humor is you have to pay attention to it.
Sounds a great film too. Sounds a great film to work on. Well, we'll chat more.
Anything you want to say, go ahead.
We'll chat more later on. Stay with us.
Yes. But, you're not going to ask me to leave, are you?
Well, maybe you just like to go to the little ladies' room for a while, or the little gents' room, and then you come.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain clouds disappear, dear, and I feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. That's how the street rain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops.
That just heartbreaking. Hey, freaks, it is Monday, November 19th, 2010, and coming up on the program today, mushed shoppers plus crispy grannies and fried children. All of this bonjour emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. We've been off for a few days for Thanksgiving and all that shit. I'm back. I'm very excited. Leslie Nielsen is dead. Lots to talk about. That's not why I'm excited. I'm just saying that's just something that happened over our break. The real reason I'm excited is it's now officially after Thanksgiving, and I feel it's appropriate to play Christmas music. Now, I don't know why department stores started playing Christmas music shortly after Halloween. Everyone makes the same observation year after year. It seems that, the Christmas shit is starting earlier and earlier. It got me thinking about a Christmas song I introduced you guys to last year. This is a... This is a real song, believe it or not. And I gotta say, it's the only piece of music that I feel is appropriate to be played during Halloween or during Christmas. It works both ways.
Night before Christmas, when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday.
Yes.
Didn't act like good monsters.
I think this is the same guy who did Monster Mash, right? It's Bobby Boris Pickett. It's Monster's Holiday. And it's kind of a stretch, I have to say.
But they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday.
Didn't act like good monsters.
It was a monster's holiday.
They found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday.
They planned to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice.
You guys have never heard this on your local radio station, right? When they start playing Christmas music. This is not in their rotation.
Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Janusz, a brace for Igor's back, a speed shaver for Wolfman, a new cape for Drac.
Monster's holiday.
They were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday.
Didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday.
They found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday.
They planned to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof.
You get the idea.
At the very first.
Thank you, Boris Pickett, or whatever the fuck your name is. Cuckoo. You know, speaking of unfitting holiday songs, I gotta say, my favorite of all time, and it took me a while to find this one again. I played this for you last year. This is the last old one I'll play for you today, I promise. This has gotta be the most depressing song ever. If I owned a radio station, this would be on a 24-hour loop, and I would just watch as the holiday suicide numbers spiked up. All right, take a listen.
There is a factory at the North Pole.
This should get you all in the mood.
Shrouded in secrets and snow. Often described as a modern atrocity by those who work there and those in the know. Beyond the smokestacks and small shack-like dwellings, the owner lives like a king. Barbed wire fences, mutated reindeer, these are just some of his favorite things. One small elf martyred himself so the truth could be known. Brutally murdered and smeared in the snow. Santa Claus ordered the death of an elf.
Merry Christmas.
Often when she elf have become young ladies.
Oh no.
They're carried off in the night. To become toys of a sexual nature. After narcotics have reduced their fight.
Come on. This is the greatest holiday song ever. I'm going to go to Best Buy or something, load this on my iPod, and just blare it throughout the store on their speaker systems.
I have heard stories of decadent parties. Accent would make you quite sick. Some say the proof is the factory bosses, half-breed enforcers who look like St. Nick. One small elf martyred himself so the truth could be known. Brutally murdered, smeared in the snow. Santa Claus.
All right. Cut.
The death of an elf.
Part of me just wants to play this whole fucking thing. Instrumental break there. All right, maybe we'll play it again later on. Maybe during Christmas. The last show before Christmas, this is how we'll end the program. All right, so there you go. Some Christmas music for you. Now, I haven't just been sitting on my ass thinking, oh, I'm just going to replay all of my old Christmas songs for you guys. No, no. I've got some new shit for you today. Dot, dot, dot. Courtesy, of course, of Tonetta. He's in the Christmas groove now. Here is his song, The Nutcracker. Second thought, this might not be a Christmas song. I don't know.
When you live by yourself, you've got to be both the girl, the guy, the host. So I'm inviting you into my home. Meet my bone, tits and ass. Are my balls.
Meet my bones, tits, and ass. Oh, what a lyrical genius Tonetta is.
So I'm inviting you into my home. Meet my bone, tits, and ass.
Bone, tits,
are and my ass. Balls blast. I was gonna get the change, then I thought twice. My cock is my own vice. I need it like an asshole does. I need it like women do.
I like this
Besides,
song.
Besides, it's been with me so long. I need it for you to suck on.
All right, thank you, Tonetta. I'm sorry. I thought it was Christmas-related with the name like Nutcracker, but I should have known. All right, we're done with music now. I've got a great two-part clip of a whore doing whorish things. First of all, she's going to shit out a cucumber, or rather pieces of cucumber. Now listen very closely, because there's some wonderful audio that's hidden in the mix here.
That's nothing! Oh, Mila, why are you gonna do that?
Hey, Mila.
Right, her asshole is fucking blown out.
Oh, Mila, why are you gonna do that?
Hey, Mila. Jump in there.
Oh, man. Okay, Mila.
Is it out?
Yeah,
it's out, girl.
It's sitting right there.
Okay, Mila, let's fire an ice cube. Let's get out of here, okay? It's gonna be a...
Yeah, let's wrap this shit up. Let's fire an ice cube from your ass, and then we'll call it a day, all right?
Where did you guys meet this girl?
Hey, dude,
that was a good line. Where the hell did you meet this girl? Like, this is just some bitch some guys picked up off the street. Hey, can you shit out objects? Okay, you're hired.
Where did you guys meet this girl? Hey, dude, I need your car.
Not there, the front. Not there.
Oh, he wants her to put the ice cube in her pussy hole and then squeeze it out, but she keeps trying to put the cube in her ass.
Not there, the front. Not there, the front. You're not getting it, girl.
No, I... No rosecoin.
What was that? A rose what?
No rosecoin.
Rose colon? Is that what she said?
Yeah, the rose colon's there. You want to put it away and give me some ice?
Yeah, because her asshole is so blown out. She doesn't know it. He's like, yeah, suck it back in. Come on.
Yeah, the rose colon's there. You want to put it away and give me some ice?
put your rose colon away. Produce the goddamn ice cube.
The man's a fine guy in the restaurant.
Throw some money out. Come on, guys. Throw a couple bucks out. Yeah, it's a free show.
Put that away, Mila.
Put that away. I don't know if you can hear that in the background. Some guy's like, I gotta get some air. This is gross. I'm gonna go out for some clean air. That rose colon stench is just a little too much for me. Now, moving on, here's the second clip. This is where the dirty broad is standing out front of a fire truck. Oh, God. And there are firemen out there. Now, they don't want to be seen. They're kind of hiding. Although, one of their hands make an appearance real soon.
You want to see me wreck the fire hydrant, huh? You want to see that, huh? You want to see me put some pots, huh?
Now, her pussy is so stretched out, I have no problem believing that she could sit on a fire hydrant.
You want to see that, huh? Don't get the numbers.
No numbers.
Tom, what are you doing? Tom, what are you doing? This fuck is hiding. What the fuck is going on?
She's trying to get one of the firemen to come out of the truck.
Just touch my back. I think do something, you fucking poodle dick. Touch everything.
She's very aggressive. She called him a poodle dick. Do something. Touch my back. She really wants to get off. Kind of.
I guess. All over your fucking hand. Yes. Are you up close and personal?
Yes, I'm up close and personal,
okay,
baby.
All right, so one of the firemen has foolishly decided to stick his finger out and finger fuck her.
No, working. Now give it to me in and out. Give me in and out. In and out like this. Dude, poodle dick, give me in and out insertion. In and out. In and out. What I mean by in and out is in and out. Yeah, like that. Uh-huh.
I'd start crying. I'm sorry, I thought I was sticking it in and out. I don't know, I got my three fingers and I'm moving them in and out of your pussy. Isn't that what you want? Stop yelling at me!
Okay, here we go. Oh, yes, feel me. Do you mind your foot? Don't stop when you... Just give me more in and out.
I love that she stops midway through, like, oh my god, that feels... Don't stop! I said don't stop! Yeah, you got my pussy, you're gonna make me squirt. God damn it, I said don't stop! I'm trying to get off here.
Don't stop, fucker.
He has a name, you know. Fucker.
Stick your hand out, you fuck.
People on the streets applauding.
Yeah.
Yay, let's hear it for the dirty whore. All right, you got the idea there. See, that was another holiday clip for you guys. Got a theme going here. Let's deck the rosebud. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, what an incredible deal I have for you this holiday season. If you're not yet a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Look, I can't go any lower with those prices. If any, people have been emailing me saying I'm foolish for offering such crazy low prices. That's me. Insane Uncle Tim with my dipshit low prices. Yes, it's an incredibly great deal for the Sideshow. $5 a month or $50 a year. But if you are currently a Sideshow member and you'd like to upgrade to a lifetime membership, I've got news for you, my friends. It's only going to cost you $150. Lifetime memberships are available again for the holiday season. $200. That's all it's going to set you back. And you will never have to worry about reoccurring charges again. They make great stocking stuffers, although you can't really stuff them because it's a virtual type thing. But, you know, you can print out the email or something. I don't know, username, login information. Full access to the entire archive of programs, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you know what? Real quick, before we get into the news, there's something I wanted to mention, and I could really use your feedback here. I'd just like to know I'm not crazy or sick or something. I was watching an advertisement for the Nintendo Wii, specifically the Wii Fit, you know, the balance board, the fitness game, right? And the commercial featured Helen Mirren. And I said to myself, if I had to bone an elderly person, holy shit, I would tap that ass. Now listen, you know how I feel about the elderly in general, but, you know, gun to my head, yes, I would plow into that pussy. I mean, she's got the gray hair, you know, she's definitely old. But she's not too wrinkly, and in the advertisement, you actually see her barefooted getting on the Wii balance board. And not a scary old person foot, it just looks pretty normal. So as I was watching this, I was getting more and more turned on. Not really. But I was thinking, yeah, I could totally fuck her. So are there any other old people, aside from Helen Mirren, that is hot? If so, who would you fuck? Have you ever thought about this? Email me or call into the voicemail line or something. You know, I have two elderly parents, and I just wonder who they're attracted to. So why don't we go ahead and call my mommy on the phone and see what she has to say. Who would my mom like to bang? Right, Patty, come on now. This is ridiculous. You know, she's just sitting there waiting for me to call her. I'm her favorite child and all.
Hello?
Hello, Patricia.
Why, hello there. What are you doing?
Listen, you're on my program.
Oh, not again.
All right.
Now what do you want to know?
Well, you know, you know who Helen Mirren is?
Who? What? What'd you say?
Do you know who Helen Mirren is? The actress?
No, I never heard of her.
Oh. Anyway, she's an old actress, but I thought she was really attractive. Like, she's a good-looking old lady, right?
Okay.
Like, if I had to get with an old person, I would be okay with that.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, what actors are...
Yes.
What actors do you find attractive? Who would you like to share a bed with?
Well, ladies or men?
Well, whatever you're into, but I'm hoping it's men. You know what? No, I would like to know what ladies you would like to get with.
Let's see. All the older men. Let's see.
I'm trying to think of actors in your general... Like, Burt Reynolds, do you find attractive?
Yeah, you know, all the good ones are all dead.
Yeah,
all the good-looking...
You don't want to get with them.
No, but I mean, mostly all the attractive ones are dead.
In my, you know. You're not that old.
Oh,
come on.
I'm old. I'm 69.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Well,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See? Right. Yeah, I hear you. I know what you're laying down there. All right, now listen. Leslie Nielsen just died. Would you consider Leslie Nielsen a...
He was an attractive guy, I would say. Yeah, he was all right.
You ever think about him?
All the ones... Huh?
Do you ever think about him?
No, I don't ever think about him. No.
Like, maybe put you in a scenario, like maybe... Maybe you're home alone, dad is out drinking at the bar, and you get a knock on the door, and you're just, before any of this happens, you're drawing a bath because you like to take baths, right? Maybe with some scented soaps and stuff, maybe lay out a few candles, and then you get a knock on the door, right? And it's Leslie Nielsen, right?
Yeah.
Dad's going to be gone for a while.
He's drinking himself into a coma.
What would you do?
What would I do?
Leslie Nielsen's there. You're in your robe, getting ready to take a bath. And he's there. He's like, oh my God. He was just driving around and got a flat tire or something and is looking for some help. And he sees you and he says, oh my God, look at this beautiful lady. In your robe.
Well, you know, I probably wouldn't. I'm not that kind of a person. Even if they are good looking.
Come on, Dad will never find out. He's drunk as a skunk.
Well, you know, I still.
And you just got into a fight with him. And you want to get back at him because he cheated on you. So what would you? I mean, you got to get back with him.
Oh,
you gotta,
well, that's a different story.
Could you imagine
that,
Dad cheating on you with some sort of bar fly, some floozy, and then you get the chance to bang Leslie Nielsen, and then you can tell him about Edwards. You know, you fooled around with some slut at the bar. I just got me a piece of beef or something, whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, now that you put it that way, I probably would.
Of course you would. You're only human. How could you resist Leslie Nielsen?
That's right.
That tuft of gray hair. That silver fox.
Yeah, he was good looking, but now, do you know Tony Curtis?
Yes, but isn't he fat now?
He was fat, but he's dead, too.
Oh, okay. Well, but I guess in his prime, he was attractive.
All the ones that are good-looking are dead.
Yeah.
So,
let me ask you this. If you were going to be with Leslie Nielsen or Tony Curtis, whoever floats your boat.
Tony Curtis was good-looking, very good-looking.
Would you avoid the bedroom, like the bed, per se, because you share that with Dad? Would you not want to sully that?
I would probably go in another room.
Kitchen? Like the kitchen table?
The table. That's kind of hard, no. I would probably, my futon is a good thing.
All right, okay. You know what? I don't want to. Now, you mentioned women. Who's a good-looking old broad?
Oh, good-looking old broad. I don't know. Let's see, who's good looking? Oh, well, Rita Hayworth was that. Well, these people are all dead.
See, yeah, I want old now. Like, I want, you know, someone that you think is who's old, but still
attractive. Oh, I know,
still
but
attractive.
I can't.
Betty White, do you think Betty White's attractive?
She's all right.
She doesn't do anything for you?
She's all right, but I don't think she's
now,
that pretty.
If you had to be with a woman, would you say you're more of a tit? You know, you're more interested in the tits, the boobs? Are you more interested in the caboose? Or, you know, like, what? Would you be a breast lady?
Yeah, because, you know, because I don't have any.
Oh, no. That's not true. Is it?
I don't even know. I have them, but they're not as big as I would like them to be.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really. I guess it's normal that a child would not pay attention to his mom's boobs, but I don't even know. I wouldn't
you
even.
Never
I couldn't even
your
tell,
mother's boobs?
I couldn't even tell you if you had large ones or not. What cup size are you? B?
I'm only in a B, yeah.
Oh, well,
how do you know?
I don't know. I'm guessing. What are you, a 30,
yeah.
32B?
I'm about a 36B.
36B? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Now,
well,
is that a good size? No, I don't
I don't
so.
Know.
I'm like,
that's fine. It's Dad has no
okay,
complaints,
well,
right?
Well, thanks a lot. That's
okay.
Good. Okay.
All righty. All right. Well, that's all I wanted to know.
Well, gee, this has been a lovely chat with
yes,
you. Gee, many crickets. Okay,
so you
well, then
Leslie...
if you want to know anything else, just give me a call.
So, like, in your wildest fantasy, it would be like a four-way between you, Tony Curtis, Leslie Nielsen, and... Oh, Betty White? I don't know. She's got big tits.
Yeah, she's all right. She's all right, but I'm not really.
I'll see if I can make that happen. You know, I've got connections to Hollywood. I'll see if
you do that.
Although most of the people we were talking about are dead. It'd pretty much just be you and Betty White. I'll try to hook you guys up. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Goodbye,
we'll see.
Mom.
Talk later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love you too, Mommy. Oh, no. Oh, I cut her off before she could finish saying she loved me. A monster. All right, let's try to recover from the thought of my mom banging Betty White on the futon. All right. And start with the news here. First story I have for you. We do this every year. Several Black Friday shoppers eager to get great holiday deals were trampled Friday morning as they surged through store doors in North Buffalo, New York. Now listen. This year, there really wasn't that many great holiday deals. Black Friday deals were there. I didn't find that many. I went to Staples, and let me just tell you, Staples is very organized. They only allow, you line up outside, right? They only allow a certain amount of people in at 6 o'clock, and they hand out little tickets beforehand. So you mark all the shit you want, you go to a desk, they hand you tickets, and then you go back and the employees hand you the items. So there's no trampling going on. Now, other stores like Walmart and Target and Best Buy, oh, pandemonium probably. But a lot of the deals were found in multiple places. Like, there was some Sony DVD that was, or Blu-ray player, I'm sorry, that was sold for $99. And I thought, holy shit, you know, that's a great deal. And it's only at Best Buy. And then I went online and I was like, oh, fucking Amazon has it. And you could go into a Walgreens pharmacy. They had the same, you know, fucking deal. Crutchfield had the same deal. You know, so all over there was a lot of the same deals, and nothing, you know, really fantastic. I picked up a $50 one terabyte external hard drive, you know, to back up the shows that I do. Porn. And what else? I got a battery backup, and, you know, just little things like that. When I do Black Friday shopping, it's just for me. I don't actually do Christmas shopping. It's stuff that I want. But anyways, I hope you guys had a great Black Friday. If you have any Black Friday stories, you know, old people getting trampled or beat up, I would love to hear those. My mom told me that one Black Friday I wanted, Super Mario Brothers 3 was going on sale. Or maybe it was Legend of Zelda, one of those games. And my mom had to, like, push and punch her way through people. One of the few times my mom was aggressive. You know, including times with my father. All right. Several Black Friday shoppers eager to get great holiday deals were trampled Friday morning. People at the front of the line at Target were pushed to the floor when the doors opened. The commotion and screams drew additional store staff to sort the crowd out. One shopper, bent over in pain, continued into the store. That is a woman on a mission. Keith Krantz said that he was pinned against a metal door support and was shoved to the ground. Shoppers went over him until staff pulled him to safety. At that moment, I was thinking, I don't want to die here on the ground. The thought running through my mind would be a little bit different if I was being trampled on. My thought would be something like, I can't believe I'm going to die in such a stupid, stupid way. I don't really need that $5 rice cooker. Sure, it's $10 off, but for Christ's sakes, it's not worth a collapsed lung or two. All right. Yes, Krantz, who said he suffers from a herniated disc, said he was given x-rays and painkillers at a local hospital. I went to elementary school with a kid who had a couple problems. He couldn't say the word hospital. It would come out hospital. And then he didn't know the difference between yellow and white. He would get those confused. Weird kid. He would think, clouds were yellow and the sun was white or something. He's a retard. Okay, several people had cut into the line, angering the crowds. It went from control to a mob in less than 5 minutes, said shopper Rich Mathewson. The safety of our guests and team members is a top priority, said Target spokescunt Jessica Carlson. There's no reason why I called her a cunt. It's just because she's a woman. And that's all she's good for. Just a hole to be filled. We take this incident very seriously. Target plans well in advance of Black Friday and employs numerous crowd management tactics to prevent incidents. Really? Well, you kind of failed. We continually analyze. I always want to say analyze, just because I say anal so much on the show. We continually analyze and improve those plans, and we'll do so, in this case, to help ensure a safe and enjoyable shopping experience. So there you go. I'm sure there are tons of stories like this. Maybe even in your hometown. Check your newspaper. Second story we have for you today. The headline includes the words fire and nursery party. I'm interested. A fire caused by a lightning strike killed 7 people, including a 4-year-old child, at a nursery school Christmas party in South Africa. I can't think of a more, like, disrespectful and offensive song to play. I love that. My baby's on fire. 40 others were injured when the lightning struck a tent set up outside the school in KwaZulu-Natal Friday. I don't know. Sparking a fire, said Bonginkosi Meshack Radebe, Minister of Social Development in the province. Earlier reports said the deaths were caused by the lightning. At least 29 of those injured remain in the hospital Saturday night, including 23 in critical condition. 11 of the injured are children. Two parents, two teachers, a gardener, and a nursery school director were also killed. The government set up meetings with psychologists for the children and their families, and also is offering to pay for all medical and hospital bills. The rental tent was destroyed. Like, who the fuck cares? Did you really need to include that in the story? Like, some four-year-old died. But, you know, we need an update on the tent. That's what everyone wants to know about. Were they able to save the tent? It was a Coleman. I mean, those are expensive. And we bought it during a one-day sale. Great. Busted my ass to find a reasonable price on that tent. What? Well, the four-year-old died? Great. That's more money. I gotta send flowers now to the family. This goddamn fire is costing me more goddamn money. All right, final story we have for you today. A 72-year-old grandmother suffered one of the most barbaric of deaths when she was burnt alive by a mob. She's on fire! Mommy Ma's on fire! Oh, not Meema. My theory is that old people are way more flammable than youngsters or normal age people, because as you get older, you wither away, you get all dry. Everything about you is like flaky and wrinkly and just hard, and you get a flame near an old person, it's over with. You might as well forget about it. Start a brush fire or something. All right, where are we at here? A student nurse who appeared on the scene attempted to rescue the old woman from her ordeal, but the woman died of her burns within 24 hours at the arrival of the Tema General Hospital. I don't know where this story came from. Five people who allegedly tortured and extracted the confessions of witchcraft from, Africa, from Ama Hama, before drenching her in kerosene, kerosene bath, relaxing, and setting her ablaze, have been arrested. But the suspects, including an evangelist, deny the crime and claim that they were rather praying to exorcise the evil spirit from the deceased when the anointing oil they applied to her body caught fire. Two of the suspects are Samuel Gooney, a 50-year-old photographer and Gooner Bader, and Pastor Samuel Fletcher Sago, 55. The rest are Amelia Apuku, Nancy Nana Ama Akfrof, and Mary Sagu, all unemployed. The suspects claim that Madame Hama, or whatever, was a known witch in the area and subjected her to severe torture, compelling her to confess to being a witch. After extracting the confession from Madame Hama, Gooney asked Amelia for a gallon of kerosene. Ooh, that could only lead to trouble. And with the help of his accomplices, poured it all over the woman and set her ablaze. Apparently, a student nurse named Deborah Pearl Adumois chanced upon the barbaric act, rescued her, and sent her to the Community 1 police station. What? Sent her to the hospital, not the police station! It's been set on fire with kerosene. From where she was transferred to the Tema General Hospital, but she died the following day. In their caution statement, the suspects denied the offense and explained that they poured anointing oil on the old woman, which caught fire when they offered prayers to exorcise the demon from her. Just burst into flames. The docket has since been sent to the Attorney General's Department for advice, while the body of the deceased has been deposited at the police hospital mortuary for an autopsy. So there you go. That, my friends, is your happy Distorted View news for Monday, November 29th, 2010. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, it has been a long while since we last checked in with my freak, so I'm very excited to hear from them. Oh, my God, speak to me. Please.
Swear to God, if the audio quality of this call is as bad as last time, I will take this car back. Damn, it's Illyrio in Montreal and calling for my car.
Much better.
The last time I called, there was some audio difficulties.
That's quite all right. All is forgiven.
We actually have good cellular technology up here. You know what else we have? Free motherfucking healthcare, you bitch. Don't bitch at me about...
Advantage Canada.
...how to call. I pay you money every month.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Once a year. You know, so I'm actually stealing 2 months from you.
It's like getting 2 months free. Sorry. You signed up for a yearly...
So, I was just listening to the blah, 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 Date You'll Never Remember show. And
the
guy was calling into the voicemail saying how, referring to the fact that a previous caller had suggested you webcam your show. And I thought he was going to be all snarky and say, That's a great idea, Tim. Remember when that was your idea, and you kept telling us that you were going to do that? But I was thoroughly disappointed that he didn't actually take the opportunity to shove that in your face. Tim, it's called writing things down.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Bad memory.
Hey, Tim. I'm kind of drunk right now.
Spider? Is that Spider?
Oh, what was I talking about? Oh, I remember now. I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was trying to tell him, anyway, I'm thinking that you are like the Christian version of Harry Potter.
Oh, keep drinking. Good theory.
Hey, Tim, civil disrest here.
Yes?
And
can I do your
actually
phone?
A common reason why your computer didn't work on Tuesday the 16th. Now, this happened all over the nation, and I'm not bullshitting you when I say this, but apparently, recent sunspot activity or whatever happened.
What?
So the sun was sending out some extra EM and microwaves and whatnot, and that fucked up with wireless, computers.
But I'm wired.
So, yeah. That's the reason why.
Okay. I'm hating my listeners today. I need to take another 4-day break from you guys.
Ow!
Okay. What's up, Tim? I just popped a
cherry.
An eyelid zit.
I've never had one of those.
The episode for 11/16/2010 was an extended show, not a sideshow show, and put it in the sideshow content.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. Oh, Jesus.
I know that you don't need anyone to call in about this. You probably wouldn't have changed it. Probably won't change.
Of course not. Of course I'm not going to change it. What? Do work?
Hey, Tim, this is Brown Man, sideshow member from
Hello.
California. Yay. Yeah, I just found out that my company sold to a company in Florida, so they're moving all of our jobs to Florida.
Oh.
The most fucked up state.
No.
And, yeah, I don't have a job now.
Well, I hope this
all
does
right,
not affect...
That's it. Bye.
Your sideshow membership, I mean. I hope you have some money saved up. At least enough when the month comes around and $5 needs to be taken out of your account.
Is it from Distorted V fucking Wanker? This is Charles Groovy Jams, Charleston. I want to come in your ear, pussies. I want...
Kind of sounds like the guy who reads Harry Potter audiobooks.
Deep into your ass. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, God, yes.
Or James Earl Jones.
You know how I like it, Tim. You do. Wow. You do.
Charles, what are you doing?
Oh, well, Mark, how much of that did you catch?
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Tim. This is Kenny. One of your newer members
Hi,
who
Kenny.
Paid.
Kenny.
And still
I love the way Cartman says Kenny on South Park. Kenny.
Still hasn't gotten
yeah, Kenny.
Any sort of email giving me a password into the sideshow.
Oh,
so
my God.
Right now I'm paying for nothing. But that's not why I called.
I paid with an e-check or something.
I was listening to a podcast from The Onion. I'm sure you know what that is. You know the fake news story
yes.
comedy stuff. And I heard they were doing, promotions. Stuff. They're like, you like adult things? And I'm like, that reminds me of sort of you. You're always pouring yourself out.
Me.
And turns out it was like the exact same thing that you said. It was Adam and Eve. And I was like,
what?
I guess Adam and Eve is cheating on short view.
Oh my god, Adam and Eve fucking advertise everywhere. Are you kidding
me? Timothy. This is Zach from Florida. I'll make this short and sweet, I promise.
The important thing is, if you want some quality sex items, you use coupon code FREAK this holiday season. FREAK. For your ho-ho-ho of a wife. Buy her a dildo, make her Christmas merry, and, save 50% off just about any item. And, of course, get all sorts of free gifts and free shipping! 50% off using coupon code FREAK.
No further callers complaining about my frequency of voice messages. I apologize for that. But I had a quick question for you.
What?
Today, in the morning, I had
Smile and blow me.
Type 1 on the Bristol stool chart. And around 4 o'clock in the afternoon today, I had, ironically, I had a type 4. And then,
consistent.
At the end of the day, after dinner, I suddenly jumped the gun and had a type 8. and we all know how acute you are in the ways of the boy pussy. Boy pussy, boy pussy, boy pussy. And I just want to know, Tim, what is my ass trying to tell me?
Well, look, bowels and rectums and assholes, oh my, are a mysterious thing. Who the hell knows why they have sudden switches in bowel movements? I don't know what the fuck. What do you want me to say? I don't know why your shit is different.
Hi, Jim. This is Boy Pussy Johnson.
Boy Pussy. Boy Pussy.
With this big boy Pussy. Boy Pussy Jones.
Boy Pussy.
I just want to say I really hate
me?
That Puerto Rican fat man.
Oh, no.
What's the deal? He sounds like a Mexican Yogi Bear. Hey, Timmy Boo.
Boy Pussy. Boy Pussy. Boy Pussy. Boy Pussy. Boy Pussy.
A couple more here.
So, Tim, I'd actually like to see you talk about more of your personal life.
Why? But I have like no life.
Guys you're into, what you're into.
Old men. You know, like Leslie Nielsen.
Hey,
like Tim. Mother, like son.
Hey, Tim. This is your non-paying listener.
Oh. Well, you get 5 seconds of my time. One banana, two banana,
actually,
three banana, four banana.
When I was trying to get a pizza out of
five banana. All right, and finally today.
Hey, Timmy Boo. So, yeah, this is Puppy here.
Puppy.
So, yeah, like, you motherfucking play that crazy-ass puke audio. And I looked it up, and I found who it was. It's a guy named Otto von Dirac. And he literally has this entire album, which is mixed only from audio of people puking.
Oh, really? I want that album. Someone find that for me. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Ooh, it was a long program today. I worked overtime for you. You should be showering me with praise and, more importantly, money. Yes, I want you to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD-YEAH-YEAH. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast, and I will be back tomorrow with the big Tuesday grum. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, Ramon!
It was the night before Christmas when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters
should. It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Janusz, a brace for Igor's back, a speed shaver for Wolfman, a new cape for Drac.
Monster's holiday.
They were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday.
Didn't act like good monsters.
Ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping.